Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Cameron. Can I have your zip code, please?
Hi, 60020.
And your first and last name, please.
Phil Owens.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
3 Lilac Avenue, Fox Lake, Illinois.
All right, and I see that on the 22nd of April, you ordered the Enhanced RX.
I did, and then I canceled. That's what I'm calling about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, they never put the money back in my bank account. I've got a number here they gave me.
Yeah, sir, the cancellation confirmation number. So the account was canceled, but that trial had ended on the 8th of April. And so they wouldn't have, 8th of May. So they wouldn't have been able to issue a refund for those charges. They can only cancel the account so you don't receive more charges or products from the company.
Well, they charged me $100 and I canceled it.
Yes, sir. So when you ordered on the 22nd of April, that was a 14-day free trial of a 30-day supply. And so that company ships you out a month's worth of supply. You have 14 days to call in and cancel. But if you don't call in and cancel within the 14 days, and on the 15th day, they charge you the full retail price of the product that they shipped out during the trial. So when they charged you on the 9th of May, it was for what you had received during the trial.
No, I don't think so. So you're trying to tell me that 2 weeks worth of this stuff is $100 and
well,
for a month's worth it costs $200 for a full month?
No, for the month it's $99.94. They shipped you a month's worth of supply. You just have 14 days to try that product free of charge.
I don't know what you're talking what you're saying about. I called within. I don't know what it was, but either way.
You called on the 9th of May at 5:49. They charged you at 5:12 a.m. on the 9th of May. So they had charged you, and you had called in right after they charged you. But it was too late because that trial had ended on the 8th of May.
No, because I called and canceled before that. And when I called the second time was to let them know, was to find out why they charged me the other money.
Because that was because no one had called in the council before the 9th of May, else they wouldn't have charged anything to the account.
That's when I called to find out, when I canceled the cancel before the thing was done. I've still got the bottle and never even took any of them out of. I told them that because my doctor, I could not take this medicine. Because of the other medicines that I'm taking. So I called back and I canceled. And then later, about a few days later, there was another charge on my account for $100. And then I called back again. And they were supposed to reimburse me for it.
So for us, it only.
When I called the first time, it was before the 14 days.
Yes, sir. So for us, it's only showing that you called in once, and that's on the 9th of May. And that's all we have in the call history is that you called in on the 9th of May in council. In the notations, there's no notation that you had called in before then in the council.
I've called twice. Once was to cancel, which I thought it was good. It was canceled. And then about a week later is when I seen the charges that came up on my phone. And then I called back, and that was, like you said, the 9th, I guess it was. It's only been about a little over a week.
So do you have that cancellation confirmation number the first time you called in?
I don't believe they gave me one for the first time. Unless this number I got is, I only have one cancellation number. But I thought
right.
I had it on the second time.
Right, and that's the one you got the second time, but the first time they would have gave you one as well. That's why I don't believe that you called us. You probably called a different company.
Well, here's the number. Try checking this number and see what it says.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's C. I don't know if it's an O or a zero.
This is zero.
Okay. C0D0399E58. That's
right.
The only confirmation number I have.
That's for the second time. Oh, well, the first time for us that you called in and canceled.
Well, that was my second call. The first time I canceled within the 2 weeks like I was supposed to.
Yes, sir. So we have to go based off what's in the system.
This ain't right.
Yes, sir. Well, they're going to tell you the same thing that I'm telling you.
Well, then we're going to the Better Business Bureau, wherever the hell we got to go to, because I got $100 of my money that I want back.
Yes, sir. So they were charging you for what you received.
They charged me whatever that was. I first paid $5 and something. That was what I was under the understanding I was paying for.
Right, so $4.97 for the shipping and handling to get that product.
Okay, and I called back within the 2 weeks and canceled.
But do you have a record of you calling in and canceling? That's why we give you the cancellation confirmation number as your record that you called in to cancel.
How do I have a record of that? You guys only want to have a record of that.
That cancellation confirmation number. Of course, I can transfer you to a supervisor. Bear with me one moment. You're welcome. Being transferred over now.